Bruce Abbott has covered a lot of musical territory. As a saxophonist, he works in jazz and classical settings and everything in between. He performs dozens of gigs a year, and he composes original music and arranges other people's music.
Digging into different styles of music, figuring out how to write and arrange, and I have enjoyed, you know, just manipulating the sounds and putting the notes on the paper to see what kind of an effect you get when someone plays it. So composing and arranging has been a big part, and recording. I've always liked the difference between recording and performing. And performing, a lot of things can go by and you don't notice them, and then they're gone. But with recording, it's permanent. It's like etched in stone. For a long time, I wondered about a life in music and questioned, was it viable? And so it was sort of like back in my 20s and taking it maybe 1 year at a time and saying, okay, well, I've gone a year and it's all worked out. And then it was another year and it's all worked out. And I think that, you know, things open up and possibilities arise and opportunities arise. And now I think it's been that year at a time for 50 plus years. So I don't think it's about to change, but I've enjoyed and still enjoy, I mean, all aspects of it. And I think that, you know, I did always think of it sort of like a three-pronged career, with the performing being a major one, and another one being the composing and arranging. And the third, but not the least, a huge one for me, was the teaching.
And as for the live performance shutdown musicians have experienced during the pandemic, Bruce Abbott says he's found a way to cope.
For me, you know, the performance part, it's a rush, and it's, you know, but it's really the tip of the iceberg. And I like the part of the iceberg that's under the surface probably even more than the performing. So I've been very happily practicing and writing, and I have a little recording set up in my studio, so I've been recording things, and in this case, solo pieces for unaccompanied. So I've been working on the Bach cello suites, playing them on saxophone, and then there's a Benjamin Britten oboe piece that I'm working on. And I've got this concept of an unaccompanied saxophone recording that I'll release probably, hopefully by the end of this year.